two chubby guys were handcuffed on benches at opposite ends of the holding area because they'd gotten into a mid-afternoon bar fight and still wanted to go at it. Kerry ignored them all. For the last 20 minutes, she had been poring over every post in the strictly platonic section of the Los Angeles Craigslist. It was the same thing she'd done every day for the last 6 weeks, when her friend, newspaper columnist Margaret Mags Merriweather, had given her a tip she hoped would help her find her missing daughter Evie. Evie had been abducted over 5 years ago, but after relentless, mostly fruitless searching, Kerry had finally found her, only to have her ripped away again. The memory of seeing Evie being driven away in a black van, turning a corner and disappearing from sight, perhaps forever, was too much. She shook the thought from her head and refocused on what was in front of her. After all, it was a lead, and she desperately needed a lead. It was in late November when Mags had reached out to a shadowy figure known only as the Black Widower. He was a fixer, legendary for doing the dirty work of the rich and powerful, whether that was assassinating political enemies, making troublesome reporters disappear, or stealing sensitive material. In this case, Kerry suspected that he either had her daughter or at least knew her location. That was because just 6 weeks ago, Kerry had tracked down the man who had abducted Evie all those years ago. He was a professional kidnapper, known as The Collector. Kerry had learned that his real name was Brian Wickwire after she killed him in a life-or-death struggle. Using information she later found in Wickwire's apartment, Kerry had been able to piece together Evie's location. She'd gone there just in time to see an older man forcing the girl into a black van. She had called out and even locked eyes with her daughter, now 13. She had actually heard Evie say the word, "Mummy!" But the man rammed Kerry's car with the van and escaped. Dazed and unable to follow, she had been forced to watch helplessly as her daughter disappeared from her sight a second time. Later that night, she had been told that the van had been found in an empty parking lot. The older man had been shot in the head, execution style. Evie was gone. For several weeks after, the department had run down every lead, shaken every tree in search of her daughter. But they were all dead ends. And without any evidence to go on, the team eventually had to pursue other cases. Ultimately, it was Mags who looked like a cover model for the Southern Socialite magazine, but was actually a tough-as-nails investigative reporter who had provided a new lead. She told Kerry that the situation with Evie reminded her of someone she had investigated years ago called the Black Widower. He was notorious for double taps in parking lots late at night. He was known to drive a Lincoln Continental without plates, which had been visible in the parking lot surveillance footage where the black van was found. And it was Mags who, using a tip from a confidential source and writing anonymously, had reached out to him using the seemingly outdated Craigslist message board. It was apparently how he liked to communicate with potential new clients. And to her amazement, he responded almost immediately. He said that he'd be in touch and would soon ask her to create a new email address so they could communicate confidentially. Unfortunately, after that initial communication, he'd gone dark. Mags had reached out a second time about 3 weeks ago, but hadn't heard anything back. Kerry wanted her to try again, but Mags insisted it was a bad idea. Pressuring this guy would only make him go to ground. As frustrating as it was, they had to wait for him to reach out again. But Kerry was worried it would never happen. And as she scoured the strictly platonic board for the third time today, she couldn't help think that what had once seemed like a promising lead might just be another devastating dead end. She closed the window on her screen and shut her eyes as she took several deep breaths, trying not to let the hopelessness overwhelm her. She allowed her mind to drift wherever it wanted. Sometimes it took her to unexpected revealing places that helped unlock puzzles she thought were beyond her. "What am I missing? There's always a clue. I just have to recognize..."